This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn Adventure with Itubanda, bringing you something fresh, something exciting, something amazing. We are going to be beginning a series of profile interviews with ladies who are doing the most and taking the country by storm. And we kick it off with the one lady that I'm super excited to talk to, right? She is really on everybody's lips right now. She's a songstress, songwriter, fashion model, and is currently featured on one of the biggest songs out right now, All In You by Senior Oat. Please help me welcome Kemi Chiendor. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You look so shy. Oh my goodness. You're making me shy.
just a little bit.
No,
just
it happens. It's okay. How are you this afternoon?
I am great. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, Kemi, a lot of people were introduced to you by the song All In You, right?
Yes.
And I thought, let's just bring in Kemi and get to know just a bit more about her, who she is, where she's from, what she's all about. Mm-hmm. So tell us a bit about yourself.
My full name is Kemiel Chienda Munyama.
Okay.
I was born in Zimbabwe. I'm Zimbabwean.
Okay. Are you Shona or
Shona?
Okay.
Shona. Half of my childhood was in back home. Then my family relocated to Limpopo.
Okay.
And I've been a Limpopo girl since then.
How long?
Since 2009. Yeah, till
sure.
now.
No,
yeah.
You are an officially a Limpopo girl, honestly.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about your music. How long have you been doing this music thing?
Not for long, actually. Not for long. I think I started in church, never really took it seriously. Mm. My parents are pastors.
Okay.
So I started singing in church. I'm part of the praise team. Praise and worship team.
Yeah.
So that's where I started, or I can say I started. But yeah, before this, I never really took it seriously. I just write songs for people and record something here and there. Yeah, until this heat happened.
But I want to know, like, when did you know that you wanted to do this professionally?
I think 2 years back, when COVID hit, I grew into my passion of music. I had a lot of time. We were locked indoors, so I had to occupy myself
with something.
Yeah. So I think that's when that love for music grew for me.
Okay. Yeah. That is quite interesting. And how are your parents taking, you know, your new journey in music? Because we know African parents, they're like, no, you're supposed to be a doctor. You must go be a lawyer, be a teacher. How are they taking your new journey?
I'm not really sure because, at first they were very skeptical about it. Just the whole, because my parents are the typical black, Shona, strict, plus they're pastors. So it's by 6, you must be at home. That's your curfew, nothing. So now when you're telling them about gigging and going to gig at 1 o'clock, they're like, where are you going? You understand?
Yeah.
So, but as time went on in the past few months, I think they are adjusting as well and becoming more understanding of it.
I mean, obviously they have to. I mean, Kemi's a star now.
I'm a superstar. Am I not a superstar?
Exactly. So they have to adjust.
Yeah, yeah.
And you talk a lot about, your parents and that they are pastors. Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit more about your family. Like, do you have siblings? How many of them? Are you a middle child? Are you the first born? Are you the last born? What's the story?
I am a middle child. I have an older sister. She's 27. Her name is Tatenda She, and I have a little sibling. She's 13.
Okay.
Yeah. Her name is Princess. Yeah. Mm. So I'm the middle child.
Okay. And then outside music, is there anything else that you're doing?
Yes. I'm still a student.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Doing my final year. This is my last semester studying business administration.
Nice.
Yeah. I've also been doing modeling for the past few years.
No, my producer did tell me that Kemi is also a model, and I was like, oh, okay. But when you walked in, I was like, I totally see it.
I get it. She deserves it.
You know, she looks the part. So joining me in studio is Kemi Chienda. Getting to know her just a little bit more. Now, Kemi, we just played one of your favorite songs, provided by you, of course. I would love to take credit and say, hey, y'all, I know Kemi's favorite song, but no, it was provided by her. What does the song mean to you? Is there a deeper reason why you love the song?
I guess.
Tell us more. Don't hold back, please.
No, I just love the artist and the way she communicates, and she's raw and real. She's not trying to be somebody else, and she expresses herself like uniquely, if I can so say. So
totally get it. So we also touched on the fact that you are a fashion model. How did that come about? Is this something that you knew earlier on than with music that you wanted to do? Obviously, because the looks are there, the height is there, everything is there.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Okay.
From the family I come from, exposing your body is not something that you are encouraged to do. And like it or not, that happens in modeling.
Yeah.
Right. So I think the first time I got on stage to model was in University of Limpopo. There was this Miss Fresher pageant, and these other guys approached me and said, "Listen, you're beautiful. We are hosting a pageant. Why don't you come and join in?" I'm like, "What? No, I'm a tomboy. I don't wear heels." But one of them was really persistent, and I finally signed up my name, and I won a title, and I was like, "Oh, maybe I should actually try this modeling thing. It might work out." And next, I entered for Miss Cultural Heritage Limpopo 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, and I won Queen. I was like, okay.
You were like, I'm the queen.
Maybe this is actually a good idea. Yeah. And I just pursued it from then on.
That is beautiful. I mean, there's definitely something there. So I'm going to put you on the spot, right? And I apologize in advance.
Apology not accepted?
No, you have to accept it. It's my house. You have say apology accepted.
Okay.
So between music and modeling, which do you love the most? And if you were to choose, like if your parents sat down and said a prayer and said, "Child, you need to choose one," which one are you going with?
I think I'll definitely go for music. I'll definitely choose music. For me, the passion is much deep there. I don't need to force myself to write a song or to learn an instrument or to check out notes that somebody's saying that I think it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a passion of mine, and I would wake up, I'd sleep and wake up and do it every day.
Okay, that is beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, you have been in the province for quite some time, right? Do you think that the province is headed in the right direction in terms of the arts and creative space? Do you think we are growing? Do you think we are empowering the young and upcoming? I know that's a difficult one. But this is, of course, according
to
you.
Should we blame the province? Why are we blaming the province?
No, we're not blaming the province. Mm-hmm. We can only speak for the province that we are in, right? Yeah.
I think it's been stagnant for a very long time now. You can see it even with the way people respond to arts events or whatever.
Yes.
If you're to host, people who host events would tell you that it's very hard to reach out to a certain crowd in our province.
Yeah.
So, hence most people are always moving to Pretoria, Gauteng, and all that. Yeah. So I think it's been stagnant and very slow. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot one last time, I promise.
Intense.
One last time. What do you think we should do in order to move in the right direction?
That's a difficult question.
I know. I would not know how to answer it myself. But good thing I'm the one throwing questions.
That's a difficult question. I think most people are always discouraged when you're trying to start something and people don't respond to it. So I think if you get a good response out of something you're trying to do, as you can be a model, you can be a singer, you can be an influencer, you can be whatever. I think response is very important. If you're an influencer and you're going to host something, maybe at Mall of the North, if people respond to it, that encourages you to continue doing it over and over again.
Yeah.
So I think for me, if we build a community of creatives or just people in general that get to respond and support, that would.
No, I love that response, because what you are then saying, you're saying we need to take a look at ourselves as individuals mm-hmm. when something pops up, because we are the very same people that complain to say, oh no, but there's nothing happening in the province. But
very
when
true.
There is something
they don't show
we
up.
We sit back, we're like, hi man, what is that? We are not exactly. going to that. So I think we need to look at ourselves and mm-hmm. also be a little more supportive to, you know, people who are creatives, people who are creating, who are hosting, who are coming up with new ideas. Yeah. So, Kemi, there's a message here for you. It's not a question, actually. It says, hi, Itu, no questions for me. I just wanted to let her know that I love her so much. I am a big fan. Oh. This is from Tumelo out in Mamone. So, yeah, the love is there, my sister.
Oh, I love you too, Tumelo.
Even though I don't know you.
No, I don't know you, but I love you.
We continue this conversation when we come back. Of course, if you have any questions, 0798996226. Joining me in studio is Kemi Chienda. So the song that is playing in the background now, featuring Kemi Chienda, is currently number 2 on the Capricorn FM's Urban Hot 40 after 4 weeks at number 1. Currently sitting at 6 million views on YouTube, and the music video is actually on 1.3 million views. It is also in the top 10 most downloaded songs on iTunes and the number 1 most Shazam song in the country right now. Hearing me say all that, how does that make you feel?
Speechless.
Yeah, can you imagine? You were blushing there. Like, oh, I can't believe I'm on that song.
I did that. Did I do that?
Wow.
Yeah.
And having your name out there with one of the biggest songs mm-hmm. right now in the country, how does that make you feel? Could you have ever imagined this moment?
Definitely not. Mm. Definitely not. I was telling one of my friends that we recorded the song and we wrote... finished writing the song and recorded it in 4 hours.
What?
Yeah. So I wouldn't have ever imagined it blowing up.
Mm.
Yeah. I wouldn't have ever imagined, but hey.
Yeah.
It did. It's the ones we don't expect, is it?
Definitely. I mean, somebody just made a weird analogy off air now, but it's fine. Story for another day.
Inventa.
So, yeah, let's talk about how you and Senior Oat met
mm-hmm.
and how this collaboration came about.
So, me and Senior Oat, we met through a friend. Okay. I met this guy in my first year at university, and he was a lead guitar player. And so we'd gig together and all that, and we established a friendship.
Okay.
And then we worked on a song together. He's also a producer. So as we were working on the song together, Senior Oates came to the studio, and then he stayed for the session as we were recording. It's like, oh, actually, you have a nice voice. We should work on something together.
Mm.
Yeah, and then a year later, that happened. It took us a year to do it, but yeah, it finally happened.
Yeah, it clearly happened at the right time with the right song and mm-hmm. everything else.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy to have you in studio, because I'm sick and tired of people dedicating the song to their partners. Hey, Sikatele man, how many times must we tell you guys that this song is not to your partner? Mm-mm. This is a gospel song, right?
It is.
I think maybe they need to hear it from your lips, and also maybe tell us what inspired the song.
I was okay, personally. So this is how the writing of the song went about.
Okay.
Senior Oat wrote the first what do they call it? Verse, which he sings it, right?
Yeah.
And he sent me the beat. So when he sent me the beat, I thought I was supposed to sing the part he's singing. So I go to the studio, it's like, no, you were supposed to write the whole of the song.
Yeah.
So hence we wrote the song in 4 hours and recorded everything. So, but yeah, for me, that song, whatever I was going through, I wasn't going through the greatest time of my life, right? For me, it was just a prayer of thanksgiving to God.
Yeah.
I guess it sounds like a love song somehow, somewhere. No?
No, it never sounded like a love song to me. I have all in
people
you.
People on some, yeah.
All in you?
You find everything you want in the other partner.
When has anybody ever found all in one partner?
Yeah, but it was just, for me, it was a song of thanksgiving to say whatever might be going on, I trust you to guide me, to lead me, because I know I have everything in you. And I think even from a young age, that's what I've always been taught to say. in God you find everything, and that's where everything is. So as long as you trust God,
that is beautiful. Should we expect any more work from you and Senior Oat? I mean, the first time you guys did it, it landed big time. I would definitely love to hear more from you guys. Can we expect
that? We have retired
for the next
5 years.
How?
We are retiring.
Did you guys decide this together, or is it one of you guys who said, hey, Bench, let's
retire? All in you will be sufficient for the next at least 10 years. I'm kidding. No, definitely.
Okay. You had me worried. Oh my goodness.
It was a joke. You were supposed to laugh.
Sorry, it flew over me.
All right.
It flew over me.
It's okay.
It's a personal joke.
It's okay. No, definitely.
All right.
Expect more music coming.
Yeah. And then what are you working on as Kemi Chienda? Away from Senior Oat, what are you personally working on? What can we expect from you? Because, I mean, definitely we want to hear more of you, right?
No, definitely expect more collaborations. Expect your English.
Look,
on a whole radio station. Okay, let's try that.
They deplete, my darling.
Let's
the
try that
English
one more time.
Bundles, they run out. Don't worry.
But yeah, no, more is coming.
Yeah.
Just, I guess, let me not promise anything. Just wait and see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, I always ask for exclusives when I'm talking to people on the show. But you are keeping everything close to your chest, which is fine. Let's talk about the sudden, you know, fame. Like overnight, superstar. How are you taking that? You are a shy person, I must say.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
Am I a shy person?
Yeah. Well, maybe apparently not when you are performing.
Okay.
But from what I've seen, you know, in this hour that I've spent with you, you are a reserved girl. You are shy. So I can't imagine what it's like when you are walking in the mall and Itu comes up to you and says, Kemi, oh my God. Oh my goodness. Can I take a picture, please?
How do you react to that? It's always overwhelming, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, why are we taking pictures? Why are you taking pictures with me? I'm like, oh, by the way, we have a song that's trending. Okay, let's take. Yeah, but you kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
You kind of get used to it. Yeah.
Are you used to it?
Not yet.
Okay.
We are taking baby steps.
All right.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up the conversation, there is probably a girl child who is listening to you right now and probably wants to pursue music. What advice do you have for them?
To continue, just keep going.
Yeah.
Keeping on.
One
thing that I know for sure is hard work always pays off. Consistency always pays off. Like I said, I never knew that, hey, I'm making a hit. It just happened. Because why? Because I was working on something. So continue working and being consistent. Eventually, who knows, maybe you'll make the next hit.
Wow, love that. So we are out of time, but before we let you go, there's a question here that says, good afternoon, Itu and the beautiful Kemi. Who do you wish to work with outside or in the province? This is from Stanford.
Okay. I've said this so many times.
No, say it to us.
All right.
I mean, we are asking, so we don't know.
I would like to work with Sun L. Please tell Sun L.
We will tell him.
Holla me or holla DM me or holla back at me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so many amazing DJs in there, Musaki. Yeah, man.
Yeah, the list is endless.
The list is endless.
And look, when you do work with, you know, the people you wish to work with, please come back here. Come back home and push, you know, the single, the album, whatever it may be.
Definitely.
Kemi, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us. Really do appreciate it. May you continue to lead as you are, you know, the first woman we are talking to for our leading ladies. We wish you all the best in everything you do. And
thank
we are rooting
so
for
much.
You. And we love you.
I love you too.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kemi Chienda.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.